Giant Cyborgs. Friday, April 13th, 2018. From the Your Dictionary website, we get cyborg. An organism, often a human, that has certain physiological processes enhanced or controlled by mechanical or electronic devices, especially when they are integrated with the nervous system. If you say a cyborg is a biological and technological hybrid, then if you connect a lot of cyborgs together with broadband connections, you might call it a giant cyborg. I'm talking about the US and other governments and their computer systems. I'm talking about the bureaucracies and computer systems of giant corporations. I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, and Google, etc. Possibly, I'm stretching the dictionary definition of cyborg when I call these systems giant cyborgs, because the actual integration of electronic, mechanical, and biological systems is just beginning. But the trend does seem to be heading toward greater and greater integration of human and technological components in these giant cyborgs and elsewhere. Some of the giant cyborgs are more authoritarian than others. It seems that there may be an inverse correlation between the number of people involved in these cyborgs and how authoritarian the cyborgs are. That is to say, the more authoritarian a cyborg is, the smaller it is. The US government manages somewhat less than 3 million employees. Walmart has a little more than 2 million employees. Facebook has around 2 billion users. It's not rigorous analysis, but using this information, you might guess that the ratio of hardcore authoritarians to normal people is about 1,000 to 1. Here is my list of some giant cyborgs, going from the most authoritarian to the least authoritarian. Government, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Governments are based on a control freak philosophy, so they are first on the list. Facebook requires a lot of attention from its audience. If you don't sign on frequently enough to suit them, they will send you an email. I tried for months to stop these emails. They didn't stop. I only got them to stop when I resigned from Facebook. I'm still on Twitter, and they don't bother me if I don't post. But I have my complaints about them too. They may be censoring me, and here's why I think that. I've been on Twitter since April of 2009. I've posted a lot of links to my songs, and I have 7 followers. I've been on Steemit for about 1 year, and I have 184 followers. Steemit currently has about 131,000 users, and Twitter has 330 million users. Twitter has about 2,500 times more users than Steemit. I have about 25 times more followers on Steemit than I have on Twitter. It might be reasonable to multiply the two ratios together to get a censorship index of 62,500. Correlation is not causation, but that is a rather large correlation. As far as I can tell by looking at my records, my best week for All Right Sounds occurred April 7th, 2013, when the access log has 163,551 lines. I guess that would come out to about 23,000 hits a day. That was before the legal action by Sony and friends. But that's a whole different story. Yesterday, AllRightSounds.com got 176 hits, with about 40 of them being downloads of MP3 files. I have no way of telling how many of these downloads were copied and shipped around the planet. But when I analyze my logs, my website seems to have visitors from most of the countries in the world. Google is the least authoritarian of the giant cyborgs on my list. But Google is not a libertarian organization. I have the same complaint about Google that I have about Twitter. I have more than 1,500 songs on Google Play and a totally minuscule audience. Censorship? Humans have a very difficult time with logic and math. Computers have a very difficult time with humans because computers only understand logic and math. The more humans work with computers, the more the inconsistencies of the human reasoning process will be exposed. It took at least tens of thousands of years to go from the invention of speech to the invention of the abacus. The abacus was invented about 2,700 years ago. The microprocessor was invented in 1971. And the internet was invented in 1990. The rationalization of the biosphere is increasing its pace. Are we entering the age of the worldwide audit? Remember, freedom works, even for cyborgs of all sizes. Slavery sucks for everyone.